Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. Especially if you happen to be visiting with us today, we want to make sure that you know that there is a message of welcome to you. Just a reminder that if you're joining us by way of the live stream on our YouTube channel, we welcome you as well. John Lowndes is on video this morning, and he would be happy to hear from you by way of the chat if you're there. Also, if you're listening in to the Cathedral podcast, we welcome you as well. I'll mention a couple of things by way of announcement. Most of this, I think, is in writing, but there may be a few things that are not. First of all, at the time of communion, if you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and make communion in your home church, you're welcome to do so here today. We're not administering by way of intinction at the moment, that is the dipping of the bread into the wine. So if it is your intention not to drink from the common chalice, simply don't do that and take only the bread. And also to mention that we do have gluten-free communion hosts as well, and if you ask at the time, you're welcome to one of those. If you happen to be here with in a family with younger children, please don't hesitate to wander around a bit if that's necessary. So we're happy to have you with us. And sometimes it's a little easier if you're not too restricted. There are some items there in the back corner that might be of help as a distraction from time to time. So welcome and good to have you with us. I just want to mention quickly that this week or perhaps the week before, the community kitchens were celebrating and offering the Gorley Volunteer Appreciation Award for 2025, and recipients this year were Cheryl and Peter Jacobs. So Cheryl and Peter are longtime volunteers at the community kitchen, and thank you for what you do, and congratulations on that award. Just to mention that there is going to be an opportunity today to have your blood pressure taken. I'm sure they will give it back afterwards. I think it's up in this corner following worship, so take advantage of that if you can. You're encouraged to do so. Just a word from Fairline Place around the corner, and in the senior residence, there are 3 vacancies at the moment. So if you happen to know someone who might be interested in an opportunity there, this would be a good time to pass that on. This coming Thursday, of course, is Ascension Day, and we'll be celebrating the Holy Eucharist here at 7:30 in the evening. And the plan is our bishop will be with us. From Ascension through to the day of Pentecost is Thy Kingdom Come, the ecumenical global wave of prayer. And we'll participate in Thy Kingdom Come again this year. You have information that's in your leaflet this morning, so I commend that to you. I'll just mention also that we are going to plan to follow the 2025 Novena, which this year is Reflections on the Lord's Prayer by Archbishop Stephen Cottrell, Archbishop of York. And Stephen is filling in a bit in the absence of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and so he has offered those reflections this year. We're going to gather in the boardroom at the Memorial Hall at 5:15 on weekdays during Thy Kingdom Come. So the first of those will be this coming Friday at 5:15. We'll then meet for the days the following week from Monday to Friday, also 5:15. If you find that you would prefer to join by way of video conference, just visit the cathedral calendar, and there on the calendar events is a link to the video conference, so feel free to join us in that way as well. There are also various resources that are available for download, and you're encouraged to take a look at those. You can find links to those on our web post on our website, or go to the Thy Kingdom Come website. There's a prayer journal for the days through the program, readings for each day. This year they're offering a prayer journal and sessions for a digital detox. I can't imagine any of us who would need that. But it looks a little interesting, so that's a new feature for this year. In any case, I'd encourage you to take part as best you can and what's convenient for you. If by chance it's impossible for you to download resources, I do have print copies of the Novena, a few of them here this morning, and if you want to see me afterwards, I'd be happy to share one of those with you. And also a reminder of the worship on Thursday at 7:30. Also, just a quick word about safe church things. Fire exits for here in the cathedral, of course, the west door and the south door, just as a reminder. Also, a reminder that at the back of the cathedral, again, back in that northwest corner, is an AED, that is automated external defibrillator, in case we have someone with a heart issue. Also, a first aid kit back there, and on the wall there are copies of safe church accident or medical incident reports, and those we're required to fill out if they're needed. So most of those things you'll find at the back. And also, just a quick reminder that this evening is Evensong at 4 o'clock. And so you're reminded that is on our calendar. Is there anything else that should be announced? No? For those who might be visiting or who are newer here, you'll be interested to know that at 10:30 worship on Sundays, we're at the moment alternating between what we would think of as more traditional style worship from either the Book of Alternative Services or the Book of Common Prayer. And then on the off weeks, we are following an order that has come to be referred to as Come Worship. And so this morning is a Come Worship Sunday. And you'll find most of what you need on the blue colored leaflet. This is a significantly simplified order of worship. It's simplified, but not simple. So you'll find the components that you'll need on the blue sheet. And as we begin with the invitation to worship, I'll ask you to stand. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O come, let us worship.
Oh,
Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Revelation to John. And in the Spirit, an angel carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for the temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices the abomination of falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more light, no more night. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus answered, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to my Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the word of the Lord.
They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Progressive rock and pop band Styx. Despite being a product of the 1970s, catering to 50s and 60s babies like me, are actually still popular, still on tour. I understand they'll be in Toronto this summer during August. One of its founding members, Dennis DeYoung, wrote, "Show me the way." It was recorded in 1990, and I'm sure is still one of the popular pieces that they offer in concerts. "Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven." Perhaps the reason the music continues to draw a crowd is the hopes and dreams it expresses. In a world that continues to struggle to make sense of what appears, at least on the surface, to be a confusing, cruel existence for far too many. For those of us born and raised in a culture of convenience and affluence, the events of the past decade may have met the promise and cultural advancement we were encouraged to expect. People in Eastern Europe and the Middle East fight daily for their very survival. In countries in Africa and Central America, the experience of civil unrest and violence continues. Homelessness, poverty, and healthcare challenges in our own backyard cannot be ignored. And in defense of first world lifestyle and standards of living, political leaders quibble over the economy and global trade. Every night I say a prayer in hope that there's a heaven. And every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. I feel this empty place inside so afraid that I've lost my faith. Show me the way. Show me the way. This year, in the later days of Easter, the Gospel of John takes us back to assurances the Master left with his disciples. He was going away to a human death. Those passages are preparing them and us for a second departure that we'll mark this Thursday on Ascension Day. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you." And in curious words, he says, "I am going away, and I am coming to you." Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. I regularly bump into people who admit to being confused. Sometimes I'm one of them. Many have lost faith. Both inside and outside of the church, some are saying that prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. Many don't. There are a lot of people who have come to count the church as only a relic, a remnant, an institution that, like most others, has had its day, but remains unwilling to name the elephant in the room. It's not necessary to scratch the surface much to reveal their elephant. It's that we talk about and claim to follow a person who they do not see. A person who may well have once existed in history, but hello, we do not see him. Easter is just a story that denies the reality that followers, even to this day, are just unwilling to admit. That some 2,000 years ago, a Jewish rabbi from Nazareth became an itinerant preacher, wandered around Galilee and its surrounding regions, teaching and preaching. He even often ventured into the holy city. Remember how the Gospel of John has Jerusalem as a backdrop, and there's this focus on the temple. He was condemned and put to death just outside of Jerusalem for claims made by him and others about his messiahship. And with a positive nod from the religious authorities and the expressed will of the crowds, the ruling governor of the occupying Roman forces of the time, named Pilate, condemned him to death. Period. That's history. Jesus is dead. Hello? But every night I say a prayer in hope that there's a heaven. One of the features of Easter this year is the opportunity to hear from a book with which few spend much time. Maybe for good reason. It's unfamiliar. The Revelation to John. Thanks to reckless preachers and poor scholarship, many have learned to be afraid of the text of Revelation. Revelation is famous now as possibly the most misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misused book in all of Scripture. These texts belong to a category of biblical literature of a particular type and purpose. In our day-to-day lives, we don't speak the language of Revelation. And quite simply, it's difficult to casually make sense of it. In today's passage, near its end, is the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. What takes us off guard here is that we naturally try to align the spiritual images John uses in his vision with what we know, the familiar elements of our own physical existence. Jerusalem. I can find that on a map. But somehow it doesn't look like the Jerusalem John describes. The river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, runs through the middle of the city street. The tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit. There will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun. These images perplex the keenest reader, and they should, because they are just that, images. That doesn't mean this is not real. What it means is what's here is bigger and encompasses more than the limited world in which we seek out our temporal comforts. They insist on us reaching toward what we cannot even imagine. What's being conveyed here, while it's composed of elements represented by familiar words, are not intended to point us just to the physicality they seem to name. We are creatures. We thirst, and our very survival depends on that next drink of water. Jerusalem is just a place on a map. Light and dark surrounds us. But even though we sometimes try to hide away, we know that we need the light. This is where the servants will worship him. They will see his face and his name will be on their foreheads. Unimaginable. And our imagination falls far short. We live in a time when technology has never been smarter. Possibilities in healthcare are unprecedented. Knowledge is literally at our fingertips in a way that would have been fantasy in the decade in which I was born. At the same time, some are seeing these as times among the darkest the world has ever known. For the human race and even life itself, the stakes have never been higher. Past decisions and those we are making now about how we treat the natural environment will, within decades, directly influence even the most successful species of living things. We've been sitting for decades on the brink of possible total annihilation by weapons of war that can be summoned at the push of one button by one person. And it seems that we've become somewhat desensitized to what that actually means. Upended economies are trivial in comparison. And I suppose without physical evidence at hand, it's a challenge to convince some that any of that is real either. Rhetoric of current leadership on the world stage doesn't help the anxiety. And so, even struggling with our own belief, we might join in the prayer of one Dennis DeYoung. Show me the way. Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. I feel this empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my faith. Give me the strength and the courage to believe that I'll get there someday. Show me the way. Show me the way. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to turn with me to page 2 of the blue leaflet. There on the left-hand side of the page, you'll find an affirmation of faith. You're welcome to remain seated if you like. Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins. In accordance with the scriptures, he was buried, he was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen.
Let us offer our prayers to God and our thanksgivings for the world, saying, Lord, hear us. All creation lives to praise you, O God. In this season of resurrection, be merciful to us and bless us. Show us the light of your countenance and come to us. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. You bless your church throughout all ages with leaders like Paul and Lydia to share in the spreading of the gospel. Give to your church this day a profound sense of the mission to which you now call us for the life and health of the world. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. You judge the people with equity and guide the nations of the earth. Give to all leaders and people the gift of wisdom and the spirit of peace. Today, the Worldwide Anglican Communion remembers the Anglican Church of Kenya and Jackson, their Archbishop and Primate. In Canada, we pray for Christopher, Indigenous Archbishop, and the Council of Indigenous Peoples. We pray for Anne, our Acting Primate, David, our Bishop and Metropolitan, Matthias, Bishop of our Companion Diocese of Ho in Ghana, and Leslie, Bishop of our Prayer Partner Diocese of the Yukon, that we may walk by the light, by your light, as we serve the common good. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. As the earth yields its blessing, may we honor and protect the precious gifts of the natural world and give thanks for the beauty, healing, and sustenance it provides for all. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. You promise to be with us always by the comfort and guidance of your Holy Spirit. Give to all who suffer violence, grief, or pain, an enduring trust in Jesus, that joy will rise again as we remember those whom we name and others known or unknown. We're asked to pray for Donna, Charles and Jean, Pat, Dwight, Sue, Skylar, Aaron, Judy, Carolyn, Jacob, Karuthiak, Stephanie, Neil, Brooklyn, Richard, Janice, Dolph, Len, David and Maureen, Heather, Cooper, Jeff, Lorraine, Savannah, David, Nolan, and Joe, Diane, Sue. And all who come to mind and heart right now. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. Lord, you call us all by grace into the fellowship of your Son and one another. We give thanks for all who have served you and are now at rest. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. You inspire us to give thanks for the unimaginable blessings we receive and enjoy now and those yet to come. As we follow Jesus, make us see him as he journeys with us day by day to the presence of your Holy Spirit, our advocate and guide. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Be with all who are born this day and those who will die, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And may we all come to share in your heavenly city with voices of unending praise. Let us pray. Lord, hear us. And all God's people said, Amen.
And join me in words of confession. Loving God, we confess that we are an anxious people who deny your blessing and fail to keep your word. Forgive us, we pray, for those and all our sins, that we might live in peace and reflect your love in the world. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. People of God, let your hearts be still, for God loves you and forgives your sins. Receive the peace of Christ. And will you stand, please? The peace of the Lord be always with you. God of glory, accept all we offer you this day and bring us to that eternal city of love and light where Christ is King. We ask this in his name. Amen. During the prayer of great thanksgiving, the Eucharistic prayer, we give thanks to God for the gifts of his creation and also for the miracle of the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we pray for the coming of his Holy Spirit to guide and direct us in all that we do. As we offer this prayer, you're welcome to remain standing, but if you prefer to be seated or kneel, you're welcome to do so. It is right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks, for you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and fill them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you day and night, and beholding your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. You taught us to hope for your heaven. And that we might live no longer to ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, grant that all who share this bread and this cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ, to the praise of your name, with all your saints. You have found favor in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, making them the body and blood of your Son. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father, come, your will be done on earth.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we stand, let us pray. Father, you restored us to life by raising your Son from death. May we who receive this sacrament always be strengthened to do your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Listen to the promise of Jesus. I will never abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Even though the world will not be able to see me, I will never vanish from your sight. And since I live, you will also live. Go from here in the knowledge that you do not go alone. The power and presence of God goes with you. Praise be to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ has loved us so that we may love others. Go forth now in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. And I think if there are boys and girls who would like to play instruments, there are instruments here at the front, or any who might be young at heart and would like to come along, you're welcome to join in the closing song.
It's a good tune for percussion.